right. It's time to jump in the Tuasegar time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 7th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 351, the Jewish peoples of Roman Palestina revolted against the rule of Constantius Gallus upon his arrival at the Greek city of Antioch. Gallus was the Caesar of the eastern part of the Roman Empire and brother-in-law of Emperor Constantius II, who allowed for Roman Christians to persecute pagans and Jewish people, attacking and destroying synagogues and temples. Unfortunately, Gallus sent his best man to forcibly put down the revolt. Two of the cities conquered by the rebels were almost completely destroyed, while at least one village was razed to the ground, and many thousands of people, including those who were too young to fight, were slaughtered by the Romans. In 1958 in Constantinople, the dome of the Hagia Sophia collapsed 20 years after its construction. Byzantine Emperor Justinian I immediately ordered that it be rebuilt. The English siege of Orleans was broken by Joan of Arc and the French army today in 1429. 1544, the burning of Edinburgh by an English army was the first action of the so-called Rough Wooing. Robespierre introduced the cult of the Supreme Being as the new state religion of the French First Republic today in 1794, following the French Revolution. Ludwig van Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, often considered his greatest work, premiered in Vienna, Austria today in 1824. 1864, on May 7th, the world's oldest surviving clipper ship, the City of Adelaide, was launched in Sutherland, England, for transporting passengers and goods between Britain and Australia. Australia's first coat of arms was granted to us by King Edward VII today in 1908. As part of World War I, 1915, a German submarine sunk the famed British ocean liner, the RMS Lusitania, killing almost 1,200 people, including 128 Americans. The sinking occurred 2 years before the US declaration of war on Germany, and public reaction in the States turned many against the German Empire, building support for the US's entry into the war. Members of the Nationalist Party and the Australian Party merged to form the United Australia Party, the predecessor of the current Liberal Party, today in 1931. During the Battle of the Coral Sea as part of World War II, today in 1942, carrier forces from the Imperial Japanese Navy and the US Navy exchanged airstrikes in the Coral Sea, located between Australia and the Solomon Islands. The first time in naval history the two enemy fleets fought without visual contact between warring ships. 1945, General Alfred Jodl signed unconditional surrender terms at Reims, France, ending Germany's participation in World War II. Canadian Patrick Morrow became the first person to climb each of the seven summits, the highest mountains on each of the seven traditional continents, today in 1986. 1994, Edvard Munch's painting The Scream was recovered undamaged after being stolen from the National Gallery of Norway. And finally, in the year 2000, Vladimir Putin was inaugurated as President of Russia on May 7th. Birthdays for us this morning. Composer Tchaikovsky, born 1840, Gary Cooper, 1901, and Martin Bryant, the mass murderer behind the Port Arthur shooting, is 54 today. Unhappy birthday to you, Martin. And some bonus musos. Thelma Houston is 75. Bernie Marsden, Whitesnake, is 70. Steve Diggle, The Buzzcocks, 66. Phil Campbell from Motorhead is 60, Eagle Eye Cherry 53, Matt Helders, Arctic Monkeys 35, and Billy Fleming, Hockey Dad, is 25 today. Ease the pain and love, see you. just a button. But today's track going out to Bill Kreutzmann of the Grateful Dead. 76, has played with the Grateful Dead its entire 30-year career, as well as forming his own bands. Grateful Dead known for their eclectic style and lengthy instrumental jams, pioneering godfathers of the jam band world, and inextricable from the counterculture movement of the 1960s. Going out on Box of Rain, Grateful Dead, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.
Of rain or a ribbon for your hair, such a